Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Zoran Mamdani, the chap who very likely is about to be elected the mayor of New York City. So that's the biggest city in the United States. I know some people wrongly imagine it's the capital of the United States. Apparently very briefly was just after independence. So New York, New York, the city so nice they had to name it twice. No, it's in the city of New York, in the state of New York, in case there's somewhere else called New York in another state of the USA. So Mr. Mamdani, he is 34 years old, and so he will make waves in several ways, partly because being the most left-wing mayor of a major city in the United States. The other fact is he will be the first mayor of Asian descent of New York City, the first Muslim to be mayor of New York City. They've all been they've all been Christians so far, except one who was Jewish, was Michael Bloomberg. Is that it? And other thing is, I think I'm correct to say, be the first one who wasn't born in the United States. He was born in Uganda, which you may not know is an African country. So he's of Indian ethnicity, born in Uganda, a naturalized American citizen. So the nativists have come from saying, "Oh, you're not a real American," and there's absolutely repulsive bigotry against him. So obviously, New York's got a lot of immigrants, some of whom are naturalized Americans, some of whom are not, and so on. So a lot of non-white people, and many of them have been attracted to him, and some whites as well. So what do I admire about him? Well, he's ebullient. He's personable. I think he's hard to dislike. Some people hate him for his policy decisions. He's certainly highly intelligent. He's an effective debater. He's a conviction politician. He's got some moral courage. He says what he believes, as he perceives that he's making the world better. All right, people that usually don't go into politics is, yeah, I want to make the world worse. But to their minds, they're making it better. And in some ways, he's compassionate. Of course, in some ways, he's evil. So he's shaking things up. He's taken on the establishment. He's never at a loss for an answer. He's irrepressible, chirpy. Politics aside, he does come across as a pleasant person. So he has got many gifts. So what else is my father's an academic, his mother's a cinematographer. So his father's a man of far left views. His actually mother was a Hindu and his father's Muslim. But Mr. Mamdani was raised in his father's faith. I'm not sure he's particularly religious. Now, nobody should be mistreated on the grounds of religion. And that's what the United States has been about since the establishment of the United States. Now, there are a lot of Christian nationalists out there. These bigots are saying, oh, this is a Christian country. If you're not a Christian, you're not a real American, and absolute nonsense like that. Bear in mind that the Protestant denomination, some of them used to detest the Catholic minority and so forth, and they only sort of anti-Catholicism only really disappeared after JFK. So, of course, there should be equality, and that's got to include Muslims. And you had bigots, knuckle-draggers like Charlie Kirk, suggesting it was somehow inapposite that a person of the Mohammedan faith should become mayor of New York because of 9/11. Well, obviously, there were Muslim victims of that, as well as Muslim perpetrators. It's preposterous. If a Christian commits a crime, say a high school shooting, it's not the case that all Christians are somehow even indirectly responsible than that. Goodness. And some of the far-right terrorists in the United States, they are openly actuated by their Christian faith. But that doesn't mean the majority of Christians are in any way culpable for this. So there he is. He stood for the New York State Assembly, was elected to that, and then he was a shock nominee winning that for that. So, he's too left-wing for my taste, but I recognize there's a huge gap between the rich and the poor. So, and obviously more need to be done to help the needy. And I know the poor you always have with you, so saith the Lord. I don't hate billionaires, but they could do with a few billion less and do more to help those who've got very little. I know people who need to work for a living. We mustn't have a dependency culture, but I would like to see affordable healthcare, public funded healthcare. Now, Republic of Ireland, we got this sort of mostly private insurance system through work, and that works quite well. But in the United States, it's not so good. Now, the United States is somewhere I've not been that many times, New York City only twice, but he will have an influence on the rest of the world. He's against racism, what I certainly am as well. And affordable housing. So that's true. I mean, this is a major problem, becoming worse and worse. The city is very overcrowded. The prices are shooting up. Salaries are not rising anything like that rate. And people under 30 or even under 40 are just priced out. people who do whatever job a generation ago were able to buy a home without difficulty is just unimaginable now. So what's to be done? I mean, so we'll just leave New York then. But there are people that society can't do without who are never going to be paid high salaries like teachers and nurses and so on. And so, but it's got to be made affordable for them, or they won't be there in sufficient numbers, and the city will face grave problems. I think sort of getting rid of rent, I think that's ridiculous. The city's minimum wage raising to $30. I'm no economist, but it seems to me just unaffordable, really. He wants to build more social housing, which is a laudable aim, but probably going too far. So I'm glad that he has denounced leftist tyrants in Cuba and Venezuela. But it's also right that he has denounced the frank racism of Israel with its illegal occupation, the West Bank, the genocide in Gaza, the tens of thousands of civilians willfully murdered by the IDF and so forth, the starvation tactics, which is proven beyond the penumbra of doubt by multiple United Nations reports, UN aid agencies and so forth, and voted that the United Nations voted that this is doing. Israel is breaking international every single day, is guilty of international terrorism with attacks on Lebanon, on Syria, on Tunisia, on Qatar and other countries. Wow. And so it takes guts to denounce this. He could be murdered by Zionists for having done that. And you think that would have spelled doom for his electoral campaign not so many years ago. And if he wins, it'll probably be despite and not because of that. So obviously he's a major threat to the establishment. They were eager to take him down by calling all the names under the sun, by suggesting he was a terrorist or a communist or all this childish name calling. So, goodness. So I don't quite agree with him on transsexuals. I don't agree with him on the murder of little children, which he thinks is a good thing. He's evil on that. He's right on climate change and stuff like that. He wants more affordable childcare. Well, if the Western world is to get out of its demographic death spiral, it needs to make it really more affordable for more people to have children. So, the right-wingers should applaud that. Because of the current economic situation, that's really not the case. So the average American is in real terms worse off than they were 40 years ago or more. And we see the CEO pay has gone really, really high. So I accept a wealth gap as inevitable, to some extent, even desirable, but it shouldn't be obscene. And of course, the super rich should pay a bit more tax. All these tax cuts for the super wealthy, which is making life worse for the poor and making the budget worse. Now, I think a lot of his economic plan is asinine. I recognize the unworkability, even if it's desirable. It will earn the hostility of Donald Trump. He'll put, troops on the streets. They'll probably cut federal funding to New York. In some ways, it'll make it worse. His anti-police attitude, I think, will probably increase crime. So it might be bad news. It'll also a gift to the Republicans to say, see how the loony left ruined New York. We can't allow this to happen. He's a reverse in what Giuliani achieved in the 90s. And Giuliani is an evil bastard in many ways, supporting atrocities against the Palestinians and the mass murder of little children in the United States. But anyway, Zoran Mamdani, he's going to win. He's going to win by about 10 percentage points. Basically, all opinion polls are on that. Partly, he's a good opponent as Andrew Cuomo, the guy who got in trouble for sexual harassment. Okay, he did something wrong. That was several years ago. Could he never be forgiven? This is ridiculous. And that rather dislikable Republican chap. So I suspect he'll be a one-term mayor. We'll see. Zoran Mamdani. Goodbye.